Being illumined, this is really quite an experience for any of us to have in our life, to be illumined. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. Being illumined is something that everybody would like to be. We all would like to be illumined, to be alert, to be aware, to be open, to be sensitive to all of life and to know just what's going on in the world. But unfortunately, that's not our lot. And the reason for that is that we are quite human. We are quite human. And being human, we do not tune ourselves in to our divinity. Tuning ourselves into our divinity, that's not like using a radio and tuning into a station that we'd like to listen to. And it's exactly the same thing. Tuning ourselves into our divinity takes the fact that first we believe the radio will tune in to different stations. If we didn't believe, we wouldn't tune in the radio. If we were given a radio and had a dangling cord on it, and someone said, yeah, it'll work, where's electricity? Where are we going to plug it in? We're up here on the mountainside. How can we plug it into electricity? And there's doubt in you. And the person says, don't worry about that, just turn it on. And we look at the radio and say, well, how can it work? It has no electricity. What brings it to work? Just turn it on. And we protest and we fight for no good reason at all. And finally, we do turn it on. And when we turn it on, we find that it does work, that it works quite nicely. And we're quite pleased with how it works. We think, isn't that grand that it functions? But how in the world can it function when its electrical cord is not plugged in? And then our friend explains to us, you know, if you hadn't fought me so much, I would have told you right away. But I just said, turn it on. And you didn't want to do it because you didn't believe that it would work. Well, it works. And you know why it works? Well, I have batteries in there. You might have guessed that, of course, but I have batteries in there. And the batteries are what keep it functioning just beautifully whenever I'm using it. Oh, I should have thought of that myself. I should have not just limited myself by the one appearance of the electrical dangling cord there that was not plugged in. But isn't that what we all do? We limit ourselves by the dangling limitation of an electrical cord that has to be plugged in. When? If it were plugged in, it would work. And if it were not plugged in, the batteries inside the radio make it function. Life is a great deal like that. Our spiritual illumination is a great deal like that. We say, well, we have sought spiritual illumination many times and have not been illumined. We have sought to have this understanding and this inspiration, but it didn't work for us. And so, therefore, I'm not one who can really tune into this. And I think spiritual illumination is a big joke because I know I've tried it. I've tried it many times, and it didn't work. And that's a big joke in my book, I tell you. Well, that's true. When you don't try it is the wrong word, but when you don't practice it in the way that it is designed to be practiced, you don't get the results. Can you imagine blowing into the wrong end of a clarinet and expecting the clarinet to bring forth the sound that you give it? That would be very strange, wouldn't it? You blow into the wrong end of the clarinet, and the clarinet just does not bring out for you what you would like to have as the music. Now, why is that? Well, because it's designed to blow in through the reed and through the mouthpiece and not in through the horn piece. Oh, yeah, of course. And this is what we do with our being illumined. We think that it's going to bring about some activity that is in our physical world that's going to be a blessing to us. We don't realize what it's going to do. It is going to change our mind, our consciousness, our attitude, so that the miracle can happen. And we find then it's truly not a miracle. But so that that very unusual experience can happen for us, and we'll be quite surprised. will be quite surprised, not because it is unusual, not because it doesn't work, but because we haven't worked it for so long, having this wonderful treasure available to us every moment of our lives, and we had never bothered to utilize it. Being illumined is a very special thing, and a very wonderful thing. To be illumined means you listen to the divine in you, and you act upon what the divine reveals to you. But I never hear anything but me in there. That's right, that's how the divine sounds. But sometimes it sounds real dumb. Well, that's how the divine sounds sometimes, real dumb. But the divine is supposed to be intelligent and brilliant, and well, that's what people think, isn't it? But the divine responds mentally exactly to our attitude. It responds mentally exactly to our limitations. It responds exactly to who we think we are. And when our consciousness is being lifted on high, and we are thinking about ourselves in an entirely different frame of reference, we'll find that our consciousness will reveal things to us that we never thought possible because we never really listened. Everyone can be illumined, and they can be illumined every moment of their life if they choose. Fact is, the majority of the people are illumined, but hide from it and pretend that they're not. And in the process of pretending, they keep themselves from experiencing all the wonders and all the magic and all the good that could always be there. Well, think on these things and think how you can listen within and you can hear the magic of that wonderful you that has always been in there sharing with you, showing you the way, but you thought it was too. You thought it would be more difficult if it was being illumined. And I tell you that to be illumined is an instantaneous thing. You cannot prepare for it. You cannot plan on it. You cannot work on it and make it happen. Being illumined happens in the most wonderful, strange places in our life. And some of us are not really ready for it. And so we don't know how to act upon it. Others of us are really ready for all the illumination we get, and we act upon it very beautifully. But for yourself now, think about this. Being illumined is listening to yourself, in yourself, about yourself, so the divine in you can reveal itself in its perfect pattern now. Have a wonderful evening, and know that I love you very much. And I see each one of you fulfilling the desires of your heart in every perfect, beautiful, and grand way. I love you. I love you. I love you.